Welcome again to the Modern Monastics Podcast, where we adapt monastic practices for the modern world. I'm your guide, Ryan Hughley. To learn more about me, you can visit my website at ryanhughley.com. That's H-U-G-U-L-E-Y. Each Monday here at Modern Monastics, I release a contemplative prayer practice designed for you to sit with at some point in time each day of the week. So rather than only sitting with this practice one time, we're believing together that God has something fresh for us each time we sit with Him. So to that end, we're going to practice a prayer of examen this week. Now, the goal of the prayer of examen is to increase our awareness of God's presence in our daily lives. God is always at work, and often we miss it. And so we increase our awareness by reviewing our day for the movement of God within it. But to start, we need to, as always, position our hearts and minds to be open to the Spirit's leading. So I want to invite you to find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take whatever sitting position is comfortable for you. But be mindful of sitting upright and relaxed. Consider placing your hands cupped in your lap as a symbol of your desire to receive what the Spirit wants to give you. If you're feeling any tension in your body, just adjust and try to relax into the space that you're in. Relax your face. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Adjust your seating if your back's uncomfortable. Think about stacking your head over your neck, over your spine, and just begin to take some nice, deep breaths. In through the nose, a long, slow exhale through your mouth. And just notice how it feels to breathe. Maybe notice where you feel that breath in your body. Fill your abdomen and your lungs. And remember that every single one of those breaths is a gift from God. And as you breathe, on your inhale, pray, Holy Spirit. And on your exhale, pray, open my eyes to your presence. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to your presence. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to your presence. The examen has five movements. And so let's start by inviting the Holy Spirit to lead you. Take just a moment and ask Him to shine His light on all that He wants you to see in these next few moments. After you've invited Holy Spirit to lead you, we're going to review the past 24 hours three times. So first, thank God for the ways that you have experienced His goodness. It can be anything big or small, a kind word from someone, the sun on your face, the cool of the shade, a good night's sleep, a safe drive. Just take each hour of the day, ask the Spirit to show you all the things that you have to be grateful for. After you've expressed your gratitude, examine this day for God's presence. And we do that by looking for moments of consolation and desolation. A consolation is an experience that causes you to feel fully alive, at peace, joyful, happy, comforted. Could be understood as an experience in which you feel close to God. So notice those and thank Him for them. But also look for experiences of desolation, moments that might have caused you to feel drained of energy, frustrated, sad, isolated, less than your best self. It could be understood as an experience in which you felt far away from God. So take that to Him as well. Where did you experience consolation or desolation? Because God is present in them both. Now that we've examined the day for God's presence, let's take a moment to confess any failures to respond to Him or others as He desires. As you've been reflecting on your day, there's no doubt moments that you look back on and wish you could do over. Maybe times you could have been more patient, kind, gentle, or trusting. In these few moments, know that God welcomes your confession. He knows you fall short. He gave His life knowing that you would be imperfect. So hear Him welcoming your failures and offering you mercy and grace in exchange. Finally, let's ask Holy Spirit for help anywhere that we need it in the day to come. Maybe there's something in the day or the week ahead that's causing you unease, anxiety, or worry. Maybe there's an attitude or characteristic that you'd like to be more present in you this week. Take just a moment and silently lift any and all of those needs to Him. Abba, we thank You for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank You that You are always present, that we are in Your presence, that we are under Your care, and that You are always at work. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for listening and allowing me to be part of your journey today. I'll see you next time.